Yellow Storybook 3, Tom Thumb. Green words, t-o-m, Tom. Th-a-m, Thumb. Tom Thumb. It-n, in. Th-act, fact, in fact. Th-a-m, Thumb. R-o-ng, wrong. G-a-lp, gulp. B-a-nk, bank. R-od, rod. S-t-r-i-ng, string. Ch-f, chef. G est, guest. M-ach, match. B-ox, box. Match, box, matchbox. E-eh. L-ass, lass. E-lass, elass. T-it. Tick, alas, tick, elastic. I-n, in. S-ect, sex. In-sects, insects. V-e-l, vel. V-et, vet. Vel, vet, velvet. B-a. Ban, quet, quet, ban, quet, banquet. G-ob, gob, l-et, let, gob, let, goblet. S-p-l-e-n, splen, d-i-d, did. Splen, did, splendid. A. M-o-ng-mong. A-mong-among. Finch. Finches. Visit. Visiting. Spot. Spotted. Present. Presented. Red words. Small, was, to, do, said, of, what, small, there, do, all, was, what, your, saw, watch, they, are, school, me. Tom Thumb. Tom Thumb was small. In fact, he was no bigger than a man's thumb. His bed was a matchbox, and his bath was an egg cup. His cap was a button. His belt was an elastic band. And his jacket was lent to him by a doll. He skipped with the insects, and he chatted to the finches and the frogs. It was when Tom Thumb was visiting the frogs that things went badly wrong. A big fish spotted him jumping into the pond. It swam up to him and, gulp! It snapped him up. Help! Yelled Tom Thumb from the fish's tummy. A man was fishing from the bank with a rod and a bit of string. When he pulled in the string, a big fish was on the end of it. Off he went to sell the fish to the king's chef. In his kitchen, the king's chef cut the fish up. He must have felt shocked when out stepped Tom Thumb. "What can I do with this little chap?" the chef said to himself. He had a think. Then he popped Tom Thumb into the king's plum pudding. When the pudding was cut, out stepped Tom Thumb. He jumped into the king's dish, crossed his legs, and grinned at the king. The king clapped and clapped. "Thank you," he said to the chef, and handed him a big bag of gold. "What a splendid little chap. He can do tricks for my guests when I have a banquet." So the king kept Tom Thumb. He dressed him in velvet and silk and presented him with a little tin drum. When the king had a banquet, Tom Thumb banged on his drum and did tricks for the guests. The guests clapped and lifted their goblets, saying, "Let's all drink to Tom Thumb."